My Bible reading for the lesson today is James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. Verse 13, James asks the question, "Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of his good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if any have bitter envying and strife in your heart, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensuous, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruits of righteousness is sown in peace and them that make peace." Let's look at verse 13 again. It says, "Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you?" I prefer to read it like this. "What man among you is endued with wisdom and knowledge? Let him show out of his good conversation his work with meekness of wisdom." In this verse, James mentions the good conversation. James is not the only one that was concerned about our conversation. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10, Peter says, "For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile." Paul said in Ephesians 4:22 that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. And again in Philippians 1:27, Paul says, "Only let your conversation be as it becomes the gospel of Christ." And then again, Peter said in chapter 1 and verse 15, "But as he which has called you is holy, so be holy in all manner of conversation." God is concerned as much about your speech and your words as he is about your works and your everyday life. Jesus said that we would be held accountable for every idle word. And then again, I hear Jesus in Luke chapter 21 and verse 15, he told his listeners, "For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all of your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist." And we know that's true because in Acts chapter 6, we find as Stephens was talking to those who was going to put him to death, the Bible says that they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. And then in Romans, I hear Paul say, "Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God." Oh, hallelujah. James said that if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, and it shall be given to him liberally. The wise man can be thought of as the fountain of sweet water, unmixed with bitterness, or as the tree, whose nature is such that it produces good fruit. Wisdom teaches us not only what to do and how to do it, but also how to talk and when to talk. "Who is among you is wise? Let his conduct give proof of such with the modesty that comes with wisdom." The truly wise man and endued with knowledge is a man who knows God. The wise man Solomon once said, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding." All hail. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.